Trent Jacobs is the Melbourne Victory CEO. Wanted to talk a little bit of A-League, a little bit of soccer for those that love the round ball. And Trent's been good enough to give me a couple of minutes. Welcome to you, Trent.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Nice to be with you.
How's your horizon looking? Reports the season could start again mid-July and maybe finish the season in August. But things change on a daily basis these days. It's hard to know where to look. How's yours looking, your sport?
Yeah, no, look, I think that's right. Yeah, your timing's as the FFA are working towards. So there was an announcement, very, very recently, that the PFA and the FFA had reached agreement to extend contracts of players to conclude the 2019-20 A-League season with an indicative recommencement date of training from probably mid-June, I'd say around the 15th of June, and a possible start date to conclude the season midway through July, with the intent to conclude the season by the end of August. So, look, there's a lot happening in our world at the moment, I can assure you, in terms of we're waiting for the final details of all the terms of the contract extension so we can meet with all of our players individually and set a course for the remainder of the year.
Is it hard for you to have a chat to your players until you know more, because you've got a situation with Ola Toivonen and a few of your players that are just waiting back to see what they can be told and what they should do from there?
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's a difficult set of circumstances for everybody. So without certainty, our players have... Look, the one thing we've done is obviously try and communicate as often as we can with the information that we've had at hand, but certainly difficult for everybody. Once we receive that certainty in terms of, the detail of the contract extension, we'll work individually with those players. You named Ola, who is obviously... one of our leading foreign players, and we've got other foreign players as well. Under the circumstances, it's very tricky for them, being a long, long way from their homeland, to consider their futures, and we'll work through that with each of them, hopefully, throughout the course of this week.
So what are you going to do coach-wise as well in the long term?
So we made an announcement very recently that Carlos Salvatore, who had accepted to be, I guess, our interim head coach through to the end of this season, which was set for the end of May, has made a decision to return to Europe. He was certainly a candidate for the head coach role that we're currently in the market for, and he certainly remained in the mix for that, but he's made a determination based on the global pandemic that he wants to be closer to home, as well as the fact that he has some opportunities to coach in Europe. So we certainly understand and accept his decision, and he leaves on good terms with the club. Look, we're midway through that process, Dwayne, in terms of where the new head coach recruitment is at. We're going to take our time on what that looks like. I think we had originally said when we went to market that we're working towards having a conclusion around about the end of June. And when we think that the board will be able to make a final decision on that. But look, we're not rushing the process. We want to find the best fit for the club. There is some uncertainty, as you've already alluded to at the moment, as we look to get this season up and going and concluded for our planning going forwards. But our head coach recruitment process remains afoot.
So does that make it more likely that you'd end up with an Australian as coach or not?
No, not necessarily. No, we've had preliminary conversations with international coaches and some domestic coaches. So not necessarily. I think our parameters are we want to find a technically and culturally aligned coach to the values of our club. We know the sort of brand we want our coach to bring, an exciting attacking brand of football that we know our members and supporters expect. We understand that with our club, and like most clubs, across Australia, there's also broader expectations, Dwayne, around that person becomes the face of the club. So there's a certain criteria and a certain cut of a person we're looking for, but I'm not necessarily sure it skews it one way or the other at the moment. It does make things a little bit more difficult from an international perspective. If we do happen to get an international candidate and we believe that's the best person for the job, we've clearly got to work through the current immigration restrictions, and we'd obviously do that in conjunction with government and look at that when the time came. But a little premature for that at the moment.
Different models in different sports. Trent, we're talking to Trent Jacobs, Melbourne Victory CEO. The NBL, for example, has a model where their revenue is driven by backsides on seats, getting fans in, so they're delaying their season until fans can come back. Otherwise, it's not worth playing, whereas the AFL's model is full-on TV rights deal, and that provides the majority of the revenue. Where does the A-League stand, and where do you stand on their stance on the current TV deal?
Look, well, that's obviously a matter between Fox Sports and the FFA. I mean, Fox have been the absolute staple broadcast partner of A-League football in this country for 15 years. So, but what we have seen, and you've alluded to that, Dwayne, that a number of sports and other governing bodies are working through, some challenging times with host broadcasters, and we at the moment are no different. But it's clearly my understanding that discussions are being held at the moment between our league and Fox. They remain ongoing, and we're hoping that it certainly reaches a positive conclusion shortly. It seems apparent that certainly the conclusion of our season would be behind closed doors, albeit, that's to work through over the course of the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks. So we'll get more information there. However, in terms of how we progress going forwards, I've certainly been intrigued to hear a number of different codes looking for how they can bring members and fans back to attend games. And we're certainly looking at a range of different models in a preliminary sense as to when we launch the 2021 season.
And there's been a legend players get together, a group trying to pinpoint what would be best for the A-League going forward. There's been a number of things thrown up, a move of the timing of the season during the season. Promotion relegation has been thrown up as well as being an option. Where would you sit with promotion relegation? Because that seems to me like something that the current clubs wouldn't necessarily buy into.
Look, I think that firstly, you mentioned that there's a number of you did. I haven't got a great line today, unfortunately, but I think you mentioned that there's some former players and some influential football people interested in wanting to lend a hand and have their views and look at ways that they can contribute to benefiting the game, which I think everyone in the game welcomes. Past players with and past administrators and coaches with a wealth of experience from different environments around the world can always contribute to their thoughts, and ideally everyone working together ends up landing in a far better place. So I think that the FFA are looking to harness all of that and bring it to life, which is a positive. Look, at the moment, to be honest with you, Dwayne, from our perspective, my focus, and I think the league's focus, is about the imminent return and then setting a course for the future. We like most clubs, are undergoing some pretty challenging times at the moment. We're very, very confident that we'll come out the other side. But I've got no doubt that most clubs in Australia, whatever the code, will look a little bit different on the other side. So at the moment, starting to sort of charter a course of things like promotion and relegation and major variations to competitions is probably not an area that I'd certainly look at focusing on at the moment. I'm certainly more focused on making sure that our football club, as we return through COVID-19, is the way we want it looking, and our members and fans can be embracing it and getting back involved as quickly as possible.
And you're confident of the survival of all the A-League teams. It's been a pretty tough time. How have you been cutting your own budgets back and your staff back?
Look, one of the things that, I can only speak on behalf of our club, Dwayne, and I know others, I do speak to CEOs relatively regularly, but don't understand, all of the machinations within their clubs. But from our side, one of the positives to an extent was we we're a long way through our season when COVID sort of stopped us in our tracks. So, you know, we'd probably finished about 80-85% of our season. So in terms of the revenues in, we were able to, you know, maintain a lot of those, and we've had a lot of wonderful members and fans, and our corporate partners support us, which has been helpful. But we've certainly seen revenue deterioration through this time. We qualify for JobKeeper. We've been able to keep our full-time staff in work, albeit on reduced hours. But look, from our side, we're constantly reviewing football and administration departments to find better ways and more efficient ways to run things, and that will continue. So, you know, as we get more information and as we can set a course, Dwayne, for, you know, what next season looks like and what the key inputs are, that'll certainly shape some of our decision-making. But certainly been one of the more difficult, probably the most difficult time that I can certainly recall in administration in sport and entertainment, Dwayne. It's been very, very difficult.
Trent, I really appreciate you giving me and all the Melbourne Victory supporters an update. Thanks for your time and good luck in the next couple of weeks.
Pleasure, Dwayne. Look after yourself.